you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It be a little bit after 2 p.m. here on the beautiful, lovely, warm, hot, sunny Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if you're listening to us out on the eastern type coast of the United States of America. If it ain't that time, then you might be listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com/live, 24/7 for your ear holes. Possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast at either iTunes or Stitcher or the wonderfulest place in the whole fucking universe, crabdiving.com. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show where I would like to spend a little time today. Is there any way we can get inside the mind of Mike Huckabee?
No, God, what did we do? Why?
I don't know. I just don't understand him. Or, you know, any of these assholes running to be the Republican nominee. I don't get it.
He's a pandering dickwad. And
to whom is he pandering?
Well, and they're all taking the Trump lead. Some of them. I mean, Jeb Bush, you know, as ridiculous as he is, at least is trying to kind of tiptoe among the crazy tulips and not and not step on anything. But, you know, he doesn't want to piss off the drooling loonies. But right now they're all happy. They're like seals getting fish tossed to them, you know.
Oh,
like
Obama's the great white shark
with Trump, everything he's saying. And then now, right, just to get in this fucking debate, these assholes are all coming out with just heinous fucking bullshit to say. And the couple of them that are saying, well, we're not going to do that, like Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham's like, that's horrible. Trump shouldn't stop being a jackass.
Oh, that's a good Lindsey Graham.
Stop being a jackass. And, yeah. They may have no prayer. Because Trump, now the polls have come out.
Yes.
I said poll.
Yes. Hold on. Let me get this poll out.
The polls
might take a second.
The polls said that the polls have now come out after all of Trump's heinousness about what he said about John McCain. And I know why you're laughing. I did a hand thing. I did.
That hand thing you did was more of a Bob Dole move.
It's kinetic memory.
Less of a John McCain thing.
Well, you know, I would have put a pen in it if it was Bob Dole.
Well, hey, listen.
Right hand pen.
Right.
Left hand a little wonky. McCain.
What do you think? Bob Dole never just got that hand that doesn't work. Why didn't he amputate that and put a hook in? I'm serious. I'm not trying to be a fucking asshole or anything.
Well, it could hold a pen,
right?
So obviously it's better than a hook.
Yeah, that's true.
Right then.
And also,
unless it hurt.
I got to tell you, you got to be nervous about all the... sure, there are at times, maybe when your house is being invaded or you need to fight someone off, the hook, I could see, you know, would be helpful. But like, you know, it seems like a lot of accidents could happen with the hook. Maybe it's better just to keep the hand, you know? What did you just see on the computer?
Oh, my God. I just follow us on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. One word. Two things. One,
right.
I can't look anywhere on social media today without seeing that lion, and it's driving me fucking crazy. We'll talk about this story.
Yeah.
The lion that the asshole fucking dickwad, small-dicked little insecure, cowardly, cruel animal killing fucktard.
Is this a dentist?
Yes.
Oh, you're an anti-dentite. You remember that episode of Seinfeld?
A really cool... I remember that one.
That was a good one.
A really cool lion
yeah.
that was known and protected in a park, apparently was lured out of the park off of park grounds. So some shit bag from the United States who has enough money can shoot off his gun and kill it for no reason other than jerk off material. Fucking...
I loathe these
people.
I did too, and they totally suck. But was the lion attacking him? Was he fending?
They put bait out like they hung a gazelle buffet.
This is horrible.
They set up a Subway sandwich franchise for lions outside the park, and the lion came out and was like, "Ooh, what's this?" Bang.
Wait, listen, rich people. I don't know. Africa is not your playground. People live there. Animals are there and shit. You know,
so disgusting.
You need to be more respectful.
Well, what about the ones that help help with preservation and stuff? They only shoot the old thick one.
Fuck you.
That's a bullshit argument.
Right. This guy is getting rightfully pilloried in the everywhere. He's this dentist from Minnesota, I think it is.
No, listen. He's
Walter Palmer.
Hello, Walter. You're a shithead.
I spit your name.
I fucked in your general direction.
Minnesota-based trophy hunter. Yeah. They find out this guy in the past has been charged, I think in Minnesota, for illegally poaching bears.
That's ridiculous.
So,
by the way, we had our first Monty Python reference.
Oh.
And you ignored it.
I
fought in your general direction.
But this is a fucking asshole now.
Yeah, fuck him.
Paid $55,000.
Oh, my God.
This is one of the problems with these some of these African nations and some of these preserves even. They're funding preserving some of the animals with allowing some of these heinous, evil, heartless, soulless shit bags of humanity to go Yay. Over there and get their little tiny boners from killing things.
50 so, grand.
They're saying, well, you can have the old sick ones. This is how they're justifying allowing these fuckers to come over. Now, this was just heinous. Whoever, now they should be facing poaching charges because he's saying, well, the guide, assured me everything was cool.
You goddamn right. All of a sudden, he's making up excuses. Somebody told me I could end that thing's life. Doesn't work like that, dumbass.
They're saying the professional hunter who assisted him, as well as the owner of the land bordering the park, where Cecil, the lion, who was well-known and
God
beloved
damn it.
And friendly to people.
That sucks.
He was killed. They're facing poaching charges. While there's no word on whether this Palmer shitbag is criminally liable.
Is he still in Africa?
He's back in Minnesota.
Yeah.
He might wish he was in Africa because his Yelp reviews.
For what?
For his dentistry.
Oh, I see.
Are taking a hit.
Oh, good.
Everybody all over social media, he's shut down his Facebook page.
No. Yeah, he just shut that shit down. He can't take it anymore. I bet he's so disappointed because he was probably had a whole bunch of, he was going to have a whole album of him standing in front of amazing animals
gross.
That he fucking killed. Look at me. So, look at my big dick.
So gross. I don't get it at all. I really don't. I can't.
I don't either.
I can't wrap my brain around getting my jollies out of killing shit. And yeah, I'm looking at you, hunters. I don't give a shit. If you end up eating it, I guess that's okay. But you know what? You don't have to. Most of those assholes that I had to deal with when I was living in Wisconsin, with the reason that we had to put fucking giant orange coats on my German Shepherd when he was out running on our property.
God.
Was because of these big, fat, fucking asshole
Weekend Warriors.
Well, we just did
this
story. These
are the militia guys. Yeah, these are the same guys. These are the guys who get their jollies, they get their gun, and they just want to fucking kill something.
We're doing it for sport.
No,
we're helping cull the population of the deer.
Don't be ridiculous. Sport. You know what a sport is? Basketball. Football.
And maybe you are helping cull the population, but there's something wrong with you. If you're enjoying this...
Right.
If you're getting a little tiny white man boner in your pants, because there ain't a lot of black people out hunting in the woods, right?
Yes. racist, but yet complimentary.
it's observational. It's not racist.
Right.
Talking statistics.
Show me your doorbell, white man.
Ben Carson, I'm sure, has somehow managed
enormous.
To become a hunter.
Yeah. But hunting is not a sport. Tennis is a sport.
Well,
a sport.
And
most people consider tennis a sport.
Yeah, sitting on top of your keg,
right?
Sipping a beer in some kind of weird blind.
Is that what he's doing?
And then these guys
is that what he's doing? This guy, is it like?
I don't know. They lured a fucking lion.
It's probably one of these real posh fucking safaris.
55 G's he paid.
Who will cup my balls while I kill a hippo?
So all over social media, everywhere, I just keep seeing the face of this lion.
Right.
People that have taken pictures of Cecil, the now, by the way, beheaded and skinned.
Why?
Because that's what they do. They didn't know. Allegedly.
They didn't know.
The head was reportedly cut off as a trophy. Skin was taken. They did find the head and skin. It's been confiscated. So no assholes will... benefit this dickwad, unhuman tiny little boy from Minnesota.
No, he's
won't
human.
Be able to
this is what human beings do, shitty things. He's totally human.
Yeah,
unfortunately
I just don't get it.
I don't either.
I think there's, even if you're just a regular sport hunter, I think, you know, you got a little bit of a screw loose. I think there's something I think there's something a little bit wrong with you.
You know what's funny?
If you get your jollies out of killing shit.
I agree.
Humble.
I think you're fucked in the head, to be honest. Hey, not you, but those people that do that. You know, we were talking about it the other day, too. Like, I said, would you ever go on a safari? And you said, what do you mean, just to take pictures or to kill things? And I was like, my thought was, take pictures. It's not my first thought.
The original safari was... this shit.
Oh, was it really?
It was. You go kill things. Yeah, it was for rich people to go, let's go to Africa on safari and let's go kill some exotic animals. Bring them up. Bring them back and hang them up on the wall of the library.
You know, I grew up going camping in the Smokies, and, you know, every now and then you see, like, a bear or a deer, or, you know, something kind of cool. And it's amazing to see these animals in nature, even like a raccoon. You know, but it never occurs to me, oh, I wish I had a gun so I could shoot that beautiful thing.
Right. I used to go walking in the woods in Wisconsin, and occasionally I'd see a deer. And one time I saw a buck, and it never crossed my mind that, holy shit, I wish I had a gun to kill that beautiful animal and hang its head on my wall.
This is ridiculous.
And prove what a man I am.
God, what is wrong with people?
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But they're helping. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, maybe sometimes culling the deer population does help.
Yes.
But I'm not saying you need to enjoy it.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, listen, Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, do you remember them? The super group from the 80s?
Sure.
Well, they're not a super group. It's just two guys.
Is he the one that got the Rocky Mountain spotted fever?
Yes. His face is frozen. From Lyme disease.
Lyme disease.
Well, it's not totally frozen. But that's what happens, though. If you get Lyme disease, you know your face can freeze. Facial paralysis.
He was out hunting? Is that
what it was? Well, no. He got bit by a parasite, a deer tick.
Right.
And got Lyme disease. And these deer ticks, they're spread by deer.
I've seen those things.
So the idea is that you want to kill the deer to get the deer tick population down.
Ah.
So he would take issue with your point.
Okay. But you don't have to enjoy it.
And I don't think shooting this lion, Cecil, in Africa has shit to do with Lyme disease. I mean, I'm not a fucking doctor.
Disgusting. It has nothing to do with anything except a small man
right.
compensating for a small penis.
Yeah, this is Sarah Palin territory, right? I can see track, trig, whatever.
Oh, you mean that that wonderfully sporting event of shooting wolves from helicopters?
From a fucking helicopter.
That's great.
By the way, I'm just remembering on yesterday's episode of Crab Diving, Pat and I recalled a wonderful 80s action show, Airwolf.
We did.
If you want to hear a review of Airwolf, please go to crabdiving.com, listen to the old show. Listen to any of the old shows.
Exactly.
And while you're there, visit Amazon via our portal.
Go to our portal.
Please. Don't kill anything if you can help it. Good God, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't understand it at all. And I think I know people that hunt, and I would say the same thing to their face. I'm like, I don't get it. What's your thrill of killing it? How do you justify it? Well, we're helping the deer population. No. That's not what I'm talking about. Well, why are you out there crawling around the woods in camo, orange camo? Orange camo!
That's so you don't get shot, though.
Right.
But why is it in camouflage? Why is it just not orange?
Well, there you
God
go.
Damn, I never fucking thought of that.
It,
because you're catering to what they want to feel. They want to feel like they're playing army.
They want to be in a ghillie suit and shooting each other or shooting brown people is what they really want to be doing.
Okay, well, let's make it interesting. You remember those little, in the movie Predator? The Predator had a little... A laser gun or something that would sit on his...
A sight? Like a laser sight?
No, it would sit on his shoulder. And whenever it sensed movement...
A laser parrot?
Yes. And whenever it sensed movement, it would just...
Oh, right.
It would, you know, blow it up.
Yeah, open a can of alien whoop-ass.
Why don't we do that with a deer? Why don't we give him one of those?
Give the deer weapons?
Now they can fight back.
Let them fight back.
Let them fight back.
I'm for that.
Yeah.
Even the playing field.
Right.
And
you know,
no, we can't do that.
I don't know. Somebody was trying to. I know this guy that bow hunts, and I was over at his house one day at his apartment.
More horrific.
Oh, dude, it's tremendous. It's fucking
more. No, not arguably. If you don't get real close and kill it with the first shot, that animal suffers a hell of a lot more than it will killing it with a gun.
Yeah, you can have tons of accidents with guns that end horribly, as Dick Cheney's buddy. But imagine, what if Dick Cheney had been bow hunting that day?
And shot a guy in the face with a bow?
Bow and arrow.
Oh, horrible, right.
We might not have heard about it then. That might have been a thing where they're like, oh shit, Dick Cheney just killed this guy. Let's just bury him and pretend like it never happened. Let's say he fucking disappeared or something. But listen, my friend bow hunted.
Which probably happened, by the way.
And I was over at his house, and he's a member of the NRA. And I guess every now and then the NRA sends you, you know, shit for being a member. They send out these DVDs.
Beer koozies.
Oh, yeah. They send out these DVDs of people who have filmed, like, these amazing kills they've had in the wild. And they showed, and I wish I'd never seen it, they showed a deer getting killed with one of these bow and arrows. And my friend told me, bow hunts, he's like, well, yeah, it does cause a lot of trauma, but it is a quick death. But then I saw that DVD, and I was like, what's quick about that? You shoot, this is graphic, but you shoot the deer with a bow and arrow, and then you have to walk up to the deer with your sidearm, and you shoot him in the head, or here, or whatever. What's fun about that?
Yeah, that's not...
What do you like that?
That's a wounding and then a summary execution. That's not a quick hunting death.
God, that's
I don't get it.
It's a horrible image to have to have. I saw it on the DVD. I'll never forget it. I can't imagine being there and seeing it.
Yeah, there's nothing that can make me wrap my brain around the logic of hunting. I mean, if you're, you know, an Inuit up in the, you know, floating on an ice floe, or if you're if you've got a gourd on your dick and you're running around the forests of South America, and that's how you live, by blow darting monkeys out of the fucking trees, rock on. But if you've got an SUV and you can drive to Arby's, there's no need for you to go to Wisconsin and shoot a fucking deer or rabbits or anything. That's just not necessary at all.
It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I just lost my... Just thinking about what it would be like to wear one of those gourd things on your I think it would,
a little chafing, don't you think?
Well, like, for instance, you know, I shared this with you early. It's a little inside baseball, but it doesn't matter. I know what goes on behind the scenes here. It's laundry day for me, and I'm out of underwear.
Flags at half mast.
I'm wearing
the emergency underwear.
This underwear is horrible. I think it's actually my middle brother's. He left it here when
hand-me-down underwear.
He visited. But it's
found
like,
underwear.
But it's not the weird thing about this, it's not necessarily underwear. I think it's supposed to be shorts or something. But to make it underwear, I don't know if he did it or somebody else or whatever. Someone took scissors and cut a little flap out of the front.
just a hole in the front to stick your, like a glory hole in underwear?
Yes.
Oh wow. Maybe it was Magic Mormon underwear. Is it white?
There's nothing magic about this underwear. This underwear really affirms my atheism. There is no God. If this textile is allowed to walk the fucking earth.
Yeah, I'm about the same level. I'm about 90% down.
90%? Because
now I'm at the these waistbands aren't great underwear level.
Oh, yeah.
Where I use the shorts that I'm wearing to hold up my underwear.
Well, there's a guy every weekend that stands out on the corner. He sells T-shirts and underwear that fell off a truck.
For
a dollar. I don't know. Go down there. He needs your business.
We haven't even gotten to the headlines yet. I don't even know if that poor lion
is part of the headlines.
It should be. And that fucker's name, that horrific...
What's his name?
Asswipe of a dentist who I hope nobody ever goes to his dental den again. Whatever you call it, dental practice.
His den of dentistry. I mean, what's there? What's in his dental den? Is it a bunch of dead animals? Are their heads on the wall strewn about? Oh, look, here's a caribou.
Well, right. I'm sure he does have those trophies, right? Yeah. How gross. Walter Dude. Palmer.
Walter Palmer.
His name.
When Planet of the Apes becomes real, the animals take over, you will have a lot to fucking answer for. Well, we all will.
Two people have been arrested over Cecil's death. The country's most famous lion.
God. It's the most famous lion.
Palmer says he relied on professional guides to find a lion and to obtain the necessary permits.
Do you think the lion that's like waiting in the wing, the next famous lion is like, oh my God, I've been waiting for this fucking guy to die forever. I'm tired of living in Cecil's shadow. I am Eddie.
I can do it.
It's Eddie, right? Eddie the lion?
He also... used a crossbow and a rifle.
Stop it.
Two Zimbabwean men, a professional hunter and a farm owner, have been charged with poaching.
Dicks.
Because they didn't have a hunting permit.
Welcome to the Dick Brigade, guys.
They could face up to 15 years in prison.
Jesus Christ.
Not enough. He said that his guides had told him that all the permits were fine.
But my thing is, like, when I think of Africa and where you would go to kill a lion, isn't it kind of in the middle of nowhere? Like, how did they know? Because he was posting pictures or something? Is that what happened?
He had a collar on him, like a tracking collar or something. They only found out. He said, I only found out after the animal was killed who he was.
Right.
He wasn't wearing a sign or anything.
A sign that says, don't shoot me?
Again, I deeply regret that my pursuit of an activity I love and practice responsibly and legally.
How do we know?
Resulted in the taking of this lion.
That's not a good apology. Someone should talk to this dentist about how to fucking
responsible. He's saying I'm responsible and legal when I go over and overcompensate for my tiny little penis.
And what you have to say is, it's like, this is a horrible thing I did. I made a horrible decision. I'm disgusted with myself. I don't know what to say. That's what you say. You don't say this. You don't say, oh, listen, you don't give the it's my one bad time excuse. This is the one time I fucked up.
Right.
Nobody wants to hear that, dick face.
They found the carcass. They believe it was killed July 1st. The carcass wasn't discovered till a few days later. They think the hunters used bait to lure him outside of the national park. during a nighttime pursuit.
How fucking sporting is that? What is this guy's fucking problem?
Listen to this. They said that Mr. Palmer shot Cecil with a crossbow, injuring him. They did not find the wounded lion until 40 hours later when he was shot with a gun.
Oh, my God. So that lion, 40 hours, that's 2 days? He ran around with a fucking bolt?
I didn't think my opinion of Mr. Palmer could get lower.
Oh, it has.
It just fucking did.
Dude, hey, Palmer, if you're listening, which, hey, I doubt you are, but you're just a shithead, man. You're a lowly little fucking shithead, and you're going to get away with it. He is. He's not, I mean, maybe he'll.
By the way, he had 6 new cubs that will probably be killed by the new male who takes over. So 6 baby cubs are probably going to get killed because of it.
Yeah. See, these.
Because Cecil can't protect his babies.
Big, fat, rich, fucking white shithead guys, they don't think of their actions as ever having any repercussions, you know? I mean, he just essentially, instead of killing one lion, he killed a lion and 6 cubs.
Right.
What is this guy's fucking problem?
The hunters, he had a GPS collar on him. The hunters tried to destroy it but failed. So they tried to smash the GPS collar and they didn't do real well.
Oh, I see. They wanted to smash the collar so they wouldn't get caught.
Once they found him and killed him, they're like, "Oops."
Oh shit.
So, yeah, definitely no love for the assholes in Zimbabwe and 0.0 love and sympathy for this fucking dentist. I don't get it.
He's dumb, because
big game hunting, we're past that.
Right. It's not a game. It's kind of gross that you call it a game. I don't know. As this lion.
Game is the creatures are game.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. But Cecil Lion trending on Twitter, by the way. The number 2 trend on Twitter.
It just sucks. And too,
it's infuriating.
Why would... The other thing is, what I kind of don't understand is why did they try to smash the GPS collar? I mean, I've watched tons of action movies and stuff. Right. And when you find your tracker, what you want to do is you want to put it on something that moves, that's sort of... You know what I mean?
Toss it onto the horn of a gnu that's running by or something.
Or another lion.
Right.
Why doesn't the
I guess it's good that these horrific hunters weren't very bright, so they got caught pretty easily, apparently.
Think about how we treat animals, man. The fucking whale wars, killing those whales, fucking SeaWorld, just shitheads. All these zoos. My God.
Yeah, this dentist has pulled up his Facebook page and everything. I mean, imagine his kids and shit. I mean, now,
really, dude, of course.
There's no way, although the kids probably have drunk the Kool-Aid. He probably has them out shooting animals on weekends, too.
Oh, fucking forget about it. This guy is going to have some GoFundMe shit to save his stupid dental practice, because all the hunters are going to be like, you know.
I remember that cheerleader not that long ago, that blonde idiot from Texas, that rich debutante girl who's 15 or 16, and she's got all these pictures now of her with
giraffe
standing
slayer.
Over a giraffe, and standing over a gnu and things like that.
Quit killing things just because you're a rich, white, entitled person.
We're helping preserve.
The world is not your playground. You can't go somewhere and say, "Hey, I want that. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to take its head off and put it in my fucking office so I can stare at it like a big dumb idiot."
And not only, you say you're helping preserve, you're paying money to kill these animals.
You're paying
money to go and get your jollies by killing these animals.
This is it's so fucked up. I don't even understand.
Didn't they say, "Well, the giraffe, it fed a whole village," or something like that? Allegedly,
no village ate that giraffe. Listen, everyone, fuck off. Lying. You know what I mean? They can all fuck off. You're killing these animals because it's fun for you, because you're fucked up.
Yeah, there's something
you're
wrong with you.
You're fucked in the head.
How about getting a big long lens and taking some really awesome pictures of them? If you want to crawl around in the woods at night and stalk shit, take pictures of it. How do you have to crawl around the woods at night and kill shit?
How do you think Huckabee shakes out on this issue? I bet he's for it.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Big game hunting.
It's probably pictures of him standing on top of various animals.
Yeah.
Here are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, July the 28th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko, Liberal,
F.A.,
Huffington Post.
I'm being oppressed.
We're Ariana Huffington. Ariana Huffington. And the Huffington Post, the headline says, the discipline. Ooh. The discipline.
Hand me my ball gag.
Double standard.
Nine.
The discipline double standard. It says black students in the United States. Well, none of us are going to be shocked about this. Black students in the United States get criminalized while white students get treatment.
Yay. Perfect, guys. Way to keep that white privilege bullshit going.
When there's troubling behavior at school, when white kids and black kids act up or display these troubling behaviors, they're finding that there are different ways these kids are being treated, Ryan.
Jeez,
amazingly,
wow.
along racial lines. You're racist for saying that.
Well, fuck you. We should change the name of this show to Shitty Things White People Do. Number one, you kill lions. Number two,
yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Think about how this fucks up kids, you know? I'm sure the racism's apparent. You can tell. If you're a black student, you can see, oh, yeah.
Black kids are more likely to be punished with suspensions, expulsions, and referrals to law enforcement.
Good. Oh, yes.
Which, of course, start them in the system young, right? You got to put asses in those private beds.
Right.
Those private prison beds. White kids are more likely to be pushed into special ed services or medical and psychological treatment for their behaviors.
Let me translate. White students are more likely to be treated humanely.
Right.
Good God, man.
Little Jason's acting up. Let's give him some Ritalin.
Okay.
Jamal's acting up. Beat the shit out of him and send him to jail.
We got to get a handle on this shit.
That's what it's
got.
What it is.
It's an embarrassment. This is America.
So the overall pattern, according to this study, is that it leads to the criminalization of young black students and the medicalization of young white students. So if they're caught with drugs or something, a little white snowflake.
Yes.
Little Janie, little white snowflake Janie, caught with drugs, is going to be put into drug treatment. You've got a problem. Let's take you to the minister and have enroll you in the drug counseling program. And little June, little black June, has the same drugs.
Fuck it.
Hit her!
Yeah,
don't resist! Stop resisting! Stop resisting! And throw her in jail.
Right.
For the same drugs.
What are we supposed to do? How do we fix this shit?
She's a thug.
They looked at the rates of suspensions, expulsions, police referrals at 59,000 different schools across the country. And it's a university, Pennsylvania State University study that they
okay.
did. So it's been published in the Journal of Sociology of Education. So we're doing great. But there's no racism.
No,
don't
not
forget.
At all. Sure.
No racism
and,
here
and
in America.
If you
whatsoever.
Bring it up, if you say maybe this is related to race, then you're in fact a racist.
Right. That's what because a couple of the idiots on our Facebook page would say, "Oh, you're bringing just you mentioning race is racism."
It's maddening. It's straight up fucking maddening.
Right. So that's the headline over at the Huffington Post. Let's rip a few centuries back off the calendars.
Perfect.
And, hold your breath for maybe 3.4 minutes. And then you'll have just enough brain damage to be as smart as the smartest person that reads the Drudge Report.
Hello.
Let's go over to the Drudge Report where it says...
Mexicans? Immigration?
Picture of Trump.
Oh, God.
And it says, Ivana endorses.
What? Ivana Trump.
Ivana, his ex, apparently. Now, what I saw recently was that she was dissing him, but apparently...
Oh, shit.
Now, according to the New York Daily News...
Yes.
Ivana Trump rejects rape allegations. Rape allegations. And you know, says that she and Donald are the best of friends. A day after allegations emerged that he had raped his ex-wife, the bombastic billionaires... Listen to this writing from the Daily News. The bombastic billionaire's former spouse played down the controversy and endorsed his presidential run, saying the two are still the best of friends.
Bull fucking shit.
In other words, he's still paying me lots and lots of money.
If someone asked Ivana, who's your best friend? It's not Donald.
It can't be Fuck Donald that.
Trent. Have we had a... Let me ask you something. Have we ever had a divorcee in the White House?
No.
Maybe we shouldn't. I mean, I'm divorced, and I'm just saying...
I don't think so.
You know, I mean... At times, it can make you a little rough around the edges, a little mean. There might be a day, be like, hey, give me that nuclear football. I want to take somebody the fuck out!
I think only two bachelors, right? One got married while he was in office, and one was like, fuck it, I don't need a wife.
You know what? This is going to make right wing... I don't need one.
Who knows what was going on in that administration?
I'm going to copulate with this air mattress. Leave me alone. Right. I forgot what I was going to say. Shit.
Can't help you.
Doesn't matter.
Something about Ivana Trump.
Yeah, she, I don't know. Who gives a shit what she thinks, by the way?
So she's saying that, apparently somebody's saying there were some comments attributed to her from 30 years ago that intimated that Donald Trump, like, raped her or something.
Have we had?
She says no.
I mean, we've had a rapist in the White House, probably.
Most assuredly.
I mean, we don't even think about this, man. In the 1800s and shit, we don't know what any of those fuckers were up to. There's no telling. And now with this, everybody's got a camera in their hand. All this shit.
Right.
Just
now
comes
they're being
out.
Watched. They're on good behavior and they're doing heinous shit. Imagine when they knew there was no way they'd get caught.
I mean, imagine if Bill Clinton had been president in the late 1800s. Forget about it. We've been Caligula.
Bill Cosby's been drugging and raping women for 40 years, and it's just now coming out. He was getting away with it in the age of journalism and, you know, and social media and shit. I guess it was social media that really did it. Maybe. Wasn't it after, was it Earthquake?
Hannibal Buress.
Or Hannibal. It was Hannibal Buress. Hannibal Buress, who...
That's funny.
Who?
We were talking about Earthquake yesterday, because Earthquake has that amazing routine about Michael Jackson. And he's like...
That he would absolutely...
He wants to send his kid to Neverland to, quote-unquote, take one for the team. Daddy's tired of being on the road. but Hannibal Buress mentioned that in a fucking stand-up thing, and then it, you know... People started talking about it. Again, I remember hearing a story on NPR back, you know, 2001
Yeah, whispers of it when these lawsuits would happen, but then they would always go away, so you'd figure, it was somebody trying to make a buck, you know. And then finally, Hannibal, was it Chris Rock?
Hannibal Buress. You know?
Chappelle said it, right?
No.
it was... Hannibal...
If every
brought it up again.
Black comedian would have said it at exactly the same time, if it would have been a coordinated effort. That's right. By the way, who likes Bill Cosby anyway? Isn't he always like condescending and stuff? It's like, you shouldn't be dirty on stage. Like,
I don't think
a lot
of them have said, I love Cosby. He's been an inspiration to me. I think his stand-up career was an inspiration, but I don't think he did a lot of... Apparently, all of his counseling and all of his... passing on of his wisdom was to humans with breasts that he would then drug and somehow place his DNA in or on them.
Right, right. I mean, you know, I imagine on some level, I hate talking like this, but, you know, Bill Cosby is a comic, has been a comic for fucking ever, right?
50s, right?
The 1950s? That's not true.
Didn't that
is he that old?
Didn't that show? What was the show that he was on?
Laugh-In.
No, no. Late Night. Or not Late Night. The Spy Show. He was the first
right.
co-star of I Spy.
Right.
Wasn't it? Wasn't that
I
early
spy
60s?
Someone to drug and rape.
I want to say. Something like that.
But, I mean, he's been at comedy forever. Of course he has good... I am sure...
65 is when he was in I Spy. So he had, I would assume, would have had to have had... a little bit of stand-up experience before yeah. that.
I mean, the guy has, I'm sure, you know, if you talked to him, he would have some amazing advice, you know, wisdom about being a stand-up comedian, how to be funny on stage and stuff.
Right.
But he's, you know, he's a fucking asshole. And so condescending.
Apparently, you know, he knows how much it takes to knock somebody out without killing him.
God, if you're that good at math and chemicals and shit, he's a doctor. How did he find his way into stand-up anyway? Why didn't he put on a lab coat?
He said he gave somebody Benadryl. I've taken Benadryl in large quantities.
Right? You don't remember?
I mean, not for fun and not to, yeah. I don't know. It's funny, I feel...
Dude.
I feel oddly full.
I mean, if you listen to the stories these women have about, like he just ends up on top of them in a robe that's partially open.
They're jerking off on their feet, right? Wasn't he?
Did that happen? You've never obviously read the side effects of Benadryl. If you take one of these, someone might end up...
you wake up with jizz on your toes.
On your toes. I don't know.
Sticky foot syndrome.
I too have taken Benadryl. I took Benadryl when I accidentally one day, Summerstock Theater. Let me paint a picture. I was in Southern Ohio on the border of West Virginia. I was in my shitty apartment. I was taking a drink of soda, and immediately there's a pain in the back of my mouth, and I don't know. I flung the soda across the room for some reason. I went crazy for a second, and spit out a bee.
Ooh.
I got stung in the roof of my mouth. And this guy who, I don't know, he was in the military or something. He's like, well, this is how we when you get stung in the army in the mouth, this is how you get rid of the stinger. And I was like, how often did that happen? He got his pocket knife out and somebody kind of held my mouth open.
Oh, I thought this was going a completely different direction.
Yeah, then he put his dick in.
Yeah. Seriously, a good dick sucking will get that.
We'll shoot some jizz up there. Right. Make it feel better. No.
You're supposed to pee on jellyfish.
It was a
stings,
German,
right?
Yes, he was a German guy, German actor. Yeah. He pissed in my mouth and it was great.
All better.
I was right as rain. No, this dude, he opened up his pocket knife, and he stuck a knife in my throat.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I don't like anything like that. Who does? I was so nervous, and I didn't know. Anyway, he got the stinger out of my mouth. Just really quick. I don't know. And then I had some Benadryl. And then I woke up, and somebody was, you know, jizzing on my elbow.
Somebody was jerking off on your shoes.
Yeah.
So that's the headline over at Drudge. They're apparently, it's no surprise that Drudge is starting to lick the old white sack of Trump, because Trump has been walking around saying, oh, I love Drudge. I love Drudge. I love Drudge.
I'm licking the old white sack.
So Trump is going to get no bad press
right
over at the Drudge Report.
Well, I mean, you know, I think Huckabee blew Trump out of the water. Well, no, wait a second. Now we're in the game. Who has said the worst thing as a Republican candidate?
You mean with the marching him into the oven comment?
Yeah.
Huckabee made yesterday?
I mean, Trump did say a whole country of people were rapists.
And said that people who get captured and tortured aren't heroes. And
that sucks.
What other heinousness has he come up with?
I don't know.
A whole bunch.
Damn, if you vote Republican, have fun in that booth. Have fun voting for someone in the primary. Who are you going to choose?
There's a plethora of crap to choose from. I mean, there's really no...
I got an answer for you. This is who I would vote. If you put a gun to my head and you say, you have to pick...
A Republican?
From these people to lead the country, who would you pick? And here's... Well, wait a second. Isn't there one normal one? Isn't there a normal one in there running who's not a total fucking asshole?
I mean, they're trying to paint Kasich as that guy, but by far, no. I mean, he's...
I was going
to
say Santorum.
He's got a heinous anti-choice record. They're trying to say, oh, he's the moderate of the group. He's a conservative. There's nothing moderate about that asshole.
Here's what I would do. I would say Santorum. And do you know why? Because he went on Maddow. He went on Rachel Maddow.
You're just giving him props for having the balls to go on Maddow?
Yeah. I'm thinking I'll do this. I think what you do is you put Santorum in a room. You don't let him out. You tie him up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you make Rachel Maddow stay in there with him and reason with him and make him understand why he's wrong on so many issues and brainwash him, and you turn him through some kind of fucked up therapy into a lib.
She did get him to say that he regretted comparing homosexuality to men on dog.
He said,
sort of.
Wait a sec. Rachel Maddow got a Republican to say that maybe I'm wrong.
Yes.
Wait, that never happens.
she just browbeat him.
Yeah. If I was in charge, I would put her in charge of like this, you know, whatever it is, this sort of reorientation of the conservatives. You know, put them in little camps and teach them how to be libs. She's the czar of that. Sorry, I don't know what to do with you. You're all your fucking guys.
You're confirming everything that the lunatics on our Facebook page are saying. The liberals want to
bring it on, dickheads.
The liberals want to put people in camps.
Well, we don't want to. We have to. These people, your opinions are sick.
We don't
and
want to
racist.
Put people in camps.
You got problems. You don't want to raise the minimum wage, but yet you vote for ballot initiatives to do just that.
It's insane.
And for vacation, you know what you do? Let's go to Africa. Oh, that'll be cool. You can take pictures, the amazing culture, see like things you've never seen before. But what do? You shoot shit. Cut Cecil's head off.
Right. Let's go over to Africa and shoot a beautiful lion.
What was the idea? Cut Cecil's head off.
As a trophy.
Check it.
To hang on somebody's wall.
You're going to check.
Well, I don't necessarily know that.
Oh, you have to carry Cecil's head on the plane to get it home? Or
you
do
have
you
to
check
wear it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if. I don't know if Dr. Death, Dentist Death, was actually going to be the one getting the trophy. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe he just got the jollies and the hard on and a couple of pictures.
God, it makes me so fucking pissed off.
But who knows?
These assholes, they're like, listen, man, we can't have gay marriage. We can't have marriage equality. Slippery slope. Look what it'll lead to. My God. You're talking about people just wanting to be with somebody that they love that happens to be the same fucking sex. You're worried about that turning into something deviant? You see something beautiful in nature, you shoot it with a fucking crossbow. And then it takes 2 days to die while you track it with a fucking gun.
That's unforgivable.
That's deviant.
That's hideous.
That is fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm stealing from the Hollywood hick. We're broke the fuck up.
We are broke the fuck up.
Right wing America. Fuck you.
Brand new, sparkling, shiny new Hollywood hick tonight, ladies and gentlemen. 7 p.m. on the Pacific Coast.
God damn it.
10 p.m. out on the Eastern type coast. Brent Paris, the Hollywood hick. Like I said, a brand new show tonight.
What, you think fucking Brent Paris is gonna have something to say about this lion thing?
It's everywhere, probably. I mean, it's absolutely everywhere.
You're gonna get shamed by the Hollywood hick, you asshole dentist.
Pictures of Cecil.
Cecil. Oh, it's so sad.
The late Cecil. Dead because of, a brave big game hunter, big buona hunter from Minnesota.
You know, you know.
Fucker.
I don't know. You know, I guess in a way I'm kind of a hypocrite because, you know, sometimes you hear about people poaching sharks or whatever you call it, and they kill a shark for sport and stuff. I know that's wrong, but on some level I'm like, well, at least when I get in the water, that shark won't eat me. But another one will. So don't kill the sharks. It doesn't make a fucking difference. Or don't get in the fucking water.
Right. Oh, God.
It's goddamn exhausting.
There's there's no need to kill these animals. So
we fucking fire up these microphones and we yell into them every fucking day. Still these right-wing assholes. They still do the same old.
Well, there's a lot more right-wing assholes screaming into microphones, too.
Yeah, but they're wrong.
They're out there.
We're right.
God, it's interesting. There's a story on Media Matters, what we were talking about. It says, media calling John Kasich moderate. ignore his extreme anti-choice record.
Right.
So that's what, you know. Well, I mean, if he's considered the sane one of the group, terrifying.
Okay. Well, he probably how hard is it to seem sane? I got Ben Carson, who's riddle me this. He's a fucking brain surgeon who couldn't pass chemistry without divine intervention, and then his brain got fingered by God. This fucking Mike Huckabee. I mean, it's so insensitive.
I would do away with the education.
Fuck off.
commerce. And let's see. Oh, I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
There's a couple of
fuck you all
stars right there.
Hey, asshole right wing nut job Republicans that are going to pull the lever red. Take your pick. Enjoy.
They think some of them aren't right-wing enough. That's the problem. They think that Marco fucking Rubio or James Earl Jones Bush, Jebediah Bush, they think that they're rhinos, that they're liberals in disguise. That's how batshit crazy some of these people are.
Think about the think who like you're excited about. You're excited about Bernie Sanders. What does he stand for?
A lot of people are excited about Bernie Sanders.
Income inequality. All the right shit. Good stuff. That can actually help you if you're fucking poor.
I saw a couple articles where they've been talking to some rural people and saying, like, deep red rural areas. And I don't know if they use picture books or whatever, but they try to explain some of the issues to these people.
Come here, boy.
And a lot of them are saying, I kind of like what that Bernie Sanders guy is saying.
Hey.
So if you can get out of the Fox bubble, if you can get out of the WND, the Breitbart bubble.
Impossible.
And even out of the regular media. You know, they scream and yell that the regular media, anything but Fox,
yes,
and crazier, is liberal. It's all liberal. But goddamn, we as progressives think CNN and ABC, they're not progressive enough. Right? I mean, we're like, why aren't they talking about this bullshit?
Dude, no. I agree with you.
So they're out of their minds when they're like, it's the lamestream media. Everything but us is liberal.
You know, it's the Jesus thing, though, man. It's the fucking Jesus thing, straight up. That's all
it is. That's the main one.
For some reason, these asshole oligarch fuckfaces has co-opted Yahweh.
They knew what to do. They're smart.
The sky god.
They turned the Southern strategy into the Jesus strategy, right? And they mixed them together.
Hey, listen.
Because now the Jesus-y ones are, you know, they're a lot of the same ones who ain't too thrilled with anything browner than parchment.
Listen, gay God is my co-pilot, you know? So fuck off. Right?
Gay God is your...
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
Yeah, sure. Why the fuck not?
Gay God going to come and save you. We got a little bit of a follow-up, just a little more information found out about yesterday's story. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Leave us a wonderful review.
Yeah, nice one.
There's some nice reviews there. We've got some nice reviews. We had one guy who, you know, disagrees with us apparently politically.
But the great thing
is, he decided to shit on the show.
But he downloads.
He listens twice a week, he said, or something. One star. I listen to these libtards twice a week, and they hate their audience.
But thank you for the download.
Thank you for listening.
The download's a download. I don't care if you're a hateful asshole.
I mean, we'd rather... Yeah. You are, you know, not hate us, but
download.
Apparently, we're entertaining enough to listen to a couple times a week to that guy. But yesterday, we talked about the unveiling of the Baphomet statue, the satanic temple statue that had originally been slated and still may end up outside, I don't know, the courthouse or something in Oklahoma City. Where a giant monstrosity of historical only.
And so say we all.
The Ten Commandments.
Oh, God damn, man.
Looms like you've walked into the fucking Vatican. It's a big giant Looks like a giant tombstone with all the Christian screeds written on it.
What is aesthetically pleasing about a couple of slabs with bullshit spattered all about them?
It's oppressive, which is, you know, I guess turns Christians on.
I'm sorry, are you coveting someone's wife? That big tombstone thing about Bobber right. tells you that you should not.
And has nothing to do with religion. The right. first words on it. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no gods before me.
Let me read between the lines.
Nothing there. Yeah, that's pretty vague. Gotcha. So we talked about how the Satanic Temple had to resort to Mission Impossible, like security, where you had to go to one place and sign in and then sign a waiver that you're by going to this, you're signing away your soul, which was brilliant to weed out any of these ridiculous ninnies that were going to protest.
You just said Mission Impossible. I just thought about the best name for a porn parody of that movie franchise. Missionary Style Impossible. God damn!
You know, I'll bet, I'm willing to bet if you Google that, it's been done. But it's a good idea.
Damn it. Every good idea is already taken.
So it turns out that eventually one of the ninnies did find out where the venue was. And they had, this is the most ridiculous, you think it could get more ridiculous.
Okay.
These Christian protesters who were screaming and yelling that we can't have it. We're going to be there to protest. We got to keep Satan out of Detroit.
Fuck you.
It's a statue.
It's a statue. It's not real.
Well, but get this. They rented a U-Haul pickup truck.
Yeah.
And they lashed a giant statue of the Archangel Michael into the back of this fucker. And they drove it around. And when they found out where the Baphomet statue was, they parked outside like their statue was going to beat up the Baphomet statue.
Oh my
How
God.
Sad and crazy the are these fucking people?
That's exactly what Baphomet people want. I mean, that's the idea. Right?
Look at the idiots outside and there's pictures of it. They didn't even like undo the lashing or something. It's just it's a statue with nylon cords holding it to the back of a U-Haul truck that says rent this for $39 a day.
If it's the power of God, are you telling me that God can't?
Well, right. Why do you need to grab a statue of Archangel Michael? First of all, why don't you whip out the big guy? Why don't you whip out Jesus?
Why does God need what does Michael, the Archangel, need to rent a U-Haul anyway?
I guess they didn't want to bother Jesus.
You know,
Baphomet. I mean, that's not Satan himself, so
it's kind of like a letdown if Jesus or the Archangel Michael. Is
what
it
are we
Arch?
Talking
it's
about?
Arch.
I've heard both.
Archangel.
Chris Angel. Say, yeah.
But I mean, if he comes down, it's kind of a letdown, though. If he comes down, he's coming down from the heavens to, you know, destroy all the sinners. And the Archangel Michael steps out of like a plane, like a Southwest flight.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if he's delivered on a U-Haul or a car.
It's like Trump riding the escalator down,
you know,
kind of moment.
If you're an emissary from God coming to spew hellfire all about, you should like.
You're not going to pull up in a 97
listen
duster.
Right. You did theater.
Which they didn't have in dusters in
What's
97.
The, right. Well,
you get my drift.
Welcome to Car Talk.
Yeah.
Well, you did theater. I mean, you know how important an entrance is. It's engineered.
Yes.
It's blocked out. It's planned.
Right. It's very important.
If you do it right, you get an applause break.
So, an amazingly hilarious reaction in Detroit. A group of utter ninnies driving around a statue.
Is there a picture of
counteract?
Is there a picture of Michael the Archangel?
I'll find one again, but I'll put that up on our Facebook.
Now, this isn't the Baphomet, the big red Baphomet that stands erect with an erection.
It's not that's not Baphomet.
Oh, who's
that's
that?
That's just some devil.
Goat boy.
Some weird devil that they put up, some vandals put up.
So stupid.
Well, all they did was strap a dildo to a
strap it on
to a mannequin, right? That version, paint it red. That wasn't like a, I mean, this statue is like it's 9 feet tall and it's bronze. It's a beautiful statue. It's amazing. I mean, it's creepy, you know, if you're into things, you know, goat people with goat.
I got some friends that are kind of goth and they like shit like that. They you just see every, you know, it's so strange. You've been friends with somebody who's goth or into like.
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Every once in a while they have a, like a weird piece of jewelry. They like have a ring that has a chain on it that goes to a bracelet. You're like, what does that do
for you? Or lashes like down to their dick or something.
Oh, yes. Why do you do that? What do you get out of that accessory? It's a pain in the ass.
You're always thinking about your dick, that's for sure. Yeah. Don't reach too far for anything.
My dick ring is on.
Not that you're not usually thinking about
it. Be aware.
Another follow-up yesterday. We didn't quite finish this. This is right at the end of yesterday's show. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher.
Crab diving follow-up.
And this was this buffet of batshit over
Yummy.
At Fox. Quote news, unquote, outnumbered.
Yes.
And we were talking, we were sharing a clip of the ninnies that were there.
Ninnies.
The four inside fun part ninnies and one outside fun part ninny.
Dude, do you have more to play from this that we didn't get to?
Well, we had just gotten to her money line and we didn't really get to, we had been shitting on all the rest of them, like Tantaros. Remember what happened? What happened was they're talking about this sheriff. And just another asshole, another rabble-rousing asshole in Missouri who's decided to slap In God We Trust
Yay.
Stickers on all the official police cars.
It's just like...
And people are like, you know, maybe we shouldn't have that on there.
Right.
Ah, Christian persecution! But you know what's weird?
It's like, it doesn't... On some level, it's like, man, why do you think it's okay? Let's say there's a sky god out there who's, you know, in control of everything like a puppet master. Why do you think he gives a fuck about your whether or not you have a bumper sticker on your patrol car? I mean, you know, there's a kid, there are kids starving to death.
That's because they haven't accepted Jesus as their personal savior.
Yeah. People dying of AIDS, but yet God is supposed to be concerned whether or not you got a bumper sticker.
Mysterious ways.
Oh, yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Damn it.
Every can't explain anything.
Whenever you say God work, whenever someone says God works in mysterious ways, it should be like in Captain Kangaroo when the ping pong balls just automatically
fall down. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Or faith. That's another one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's faith. Okay.
I think the ping pong balls in Captain Kangaroo, I think it was triggered by Mr. Green Jeans. Being tricked into saying the word ping pong balls.
All this stuff might be on Google. It might precede Google even.
I used to love that show, man. I would watch Captain Kangaroo like every morning. You remember that show?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
So we were Ainsley Earhart on a show I would not ever watch, Outnumbered on Fox.
Right.
They were talking about this debate of whether this sheriff should be slapping In God We Trust stickers on the cars, official police cars. Inexplicably, on the panel, one of the four inside fun part people, remember, she like stumbled on reason. She's saying, I don't think it should be anywhere. I don't think it should be on the money. I don't think it should be at the courthouse. I think it's divisive.
Right.
And the you could see the blonde heads exploding on the rest of the panel. Like, what?
I mean,
what do you mean?
I mean, honestly, Christians, do you want your symbol on everything? Let's just be honest. Do you want us all walking around in big body suits with crosses and pictures of Jesus bleeding out everywhere?
Yes, that's what they want.
Good God.
That's exactly what they want.
How sad. And the imagery for your religion is depressing and fucked up. It is a medieval fucking torture device.
Before that, Bronze Age.
Sorry.
One comment section I was reading recently was talking about that, what you're talking about, that imagery. And they're like, look at the whole Sacred Heart thing. Have you ever seen that?
No,
that's Jesus with his fucking chest ripped open and his heart. You can see his heart gleaming, and it's got light coming from it. And apparently, it's got merch. There's things on it. There's like gold and shit on his heart and stuff. It's the Immaculate Heart of Jesus. I think that's a Catholic thing. I'm sure it's a Catholic thing.
Oh,
but
my God.
How creepy is that?
Oh, I mean, dude.
Not only do you have the whole zombie aspect of it, but then you got to show the guy hanging off of that Bronze Age torture device.
Yay.
Dying. The bloodier, the better. Oh, make sure those abs are great, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
God, how fucked up is that?
And then, and white skin, by the way.
Oh, stop it. Everybody knows Jesus is
so
white.
The blood shows up better.
He lived in Northern Africa.
Yeah, Jesus was Swedish and just traveled down to Jerusalem.
Okay, Christians, can you at least give us that? If we say all, if Jesus existed, can you meet us halfway and admit that he was black?
I've seen arguments where people are like, what about the European Jews who are light-haired? Well, but they came from
Europe.
Well, no, they, yeah. And they're Jews that had probably interbred with Europeans who then adopted the faith. It's not, they didn't necessarily migrate from Jerusalem to Oslo.
But per the Bible, Jesus
is
from Africa. Is that right?
Well, yeah.
Well,
we all are.
Per evolution and science.
Bum.
Great. And what do we do with Africa now? We go there and we see all these beautiful animals and decapitate them. Mm-hmm. We suck.
So one of these ninnies stumbled on the truth and was sitting there saying, you know, it shouldn't be on the money. I don't think the sheriff should put it on there. And the other ones were like, what about freedom of speech? This one moron, Ainsley Earhart, is the one who is like, well, I don't understand. If you don't believe in God, then why does that word bother you so much?
You know.
And somebody tweeted that yesterday, to which we responded.
Yes.
Okay. Let's erase God and we're going to put "In Thor We Trust."
I love it.
On all of the police cars.
Color me there.
I said, would you care? You don't believe in Thor.
Right.
So what do you care? You know, their heads would explode.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But because it's their deity, well, but it's okay. There's more of us. And that's where this idiot goes. I just wanted to reinforce this moron who, you know, out of the mouths of idiots, again, she spews forth the truth of what these assholes believe.
Right.
In one sentence. And here's a little bit of this. Sorry about
and
your ears.
The majority should win in this case. Also, if you don't believe in God, here's my thought. If you don't believe in God, why do you get so offended by the word God?
Here's my dumb thought.
My God.
Why are you offended by the word God? Well, maybe, dude, we don't want our government endorsing it, you moron.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe it's a sensibility or something thing. I get tired of the fact that it's shoved in my face all the time.
Right.
And it is.
Right.
It is. There's... fuck your shit. Your Christian imagery is fucking everywhere. Go to the South, my God.
And how am I going to feel driving my Volkswagen bus with Al Gore stickers on it and Flying Spaghetti Monster stickers? And I get pulled over by Sheriff in God We Trust. And I've got American Atheists bumper stickers.
By the way, Al Gore just faxed us. He thanks you for the mention. No one's talking about him anymore. He's like, oh, somebody has a bumper sticker? An Al Gore bumper sticker? Thank you.
That's not true. I saw a story recently where there's a group of people trying to draft Al Gore.
To run?
Yeah.
I mean, why would he be a bad... why is he a bad candidate? I mean, you know.
Why?
I mean, he kind of rolled over. Do you feel like his team rolled over?
They think that he's a little bit of Teflon now because he's been out of the game for so long that they can't necessarily, you know, point to his voting record from 25 years ago and say, you know, or something like that. That, but I think it's just more shenanigans from the right.
What about that massage issue he had that one time? You know what I mean? Didn't he get a massage somewhere? And it was like,
did he get a hand job or something? Wasn't that it?
Somebody claimed that he, I don't know.
I think it was that, wasn't it? That he, did he get a hard on or something? Or
I don't know. So weird.
Al Gore's like, I got a recipe from Bill Cosby.
You know, Al, if you're going to do that, why don't you put a disguise on before you go in. You put a, like, where? I don't know what your disguise would be, I guess. When you, you need one of those Mission Impossible masks. You know the kind of mask they use, Tom Cruise had when they do their, you right. know, their heist or whatever? He had big,
Al Gore was cleared by for any sexual assault misconduct, by the way.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, hey, enough said. All finished.
A massage therapist accused former Vice President Al Gore of unwanted sexual conduct at a hotel in October 2006, but no charges were filed because of lack of evidence. I guess he no blue dress.
Well, no, he learned from his predecessor, from Bill Clinton. Yeah.
Like, swallow that shit, goddamn it.
Give me every towel. I'm going to take it out and burn it.
Stick out your tongue.
I don't want to have to see. Yeah, I don't want to have to. Al Gore, by the way, is not going to be as slick as Bill. He's not going to be able to be like, "Hey, what's the definition of is?"
Oh, and that's right near when they announced that he and Tipper were separating.
Oh yeah, maybe there's something there.
Maybe, yeah. Do you think?
Yes.
Maybe there's a correlation.
What I think, if you said, "Hey, Al, you'll run for president? Why not?" He'd be like, "Fuck off. It's miserable."
She says, "I was." The massage therapist said she had been doing requested abdominal work on Mr. Gore when he demanded she go lower.
He demanded.
I was shocked.
Who the fuck is this guy?
And I did not massage beyond what is considered a safe, non-sexual area of the abdomen. He further insisted and acted angry, becoming verbally sharp and loud.
What?
I went into much deeper shock. This is somebody who's suing.
Yeah, yeah.
I went. Maybe it happened. I don't know. I'm just saying this is, you know, the police found no evidence. I went into a much deeper shock as I realized it appeared he was demanding sexual favors or sexual behaviors. Hmm. But that was it. I did not immediately call the police. I was not sure what to tell them. There was no DNA evidence or anything.
Could you imagine?
But was she?
Hello, 911. What's your emergency? Al Gore is trying to get me to jack him off.
But is that, is him, I mean, it's classless and shitty. Is it criminal?
To yell at someone, touch my dick!
Well, yeah, if you're getting a massage and you're like, hey, would you mind?
I think
and they're like, no.
Well, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I think it's kind of, isn't that illegal? I mean, I don't know.
If you ask, I don't. I mean, if you're saying I'll give you $5 extra if you lick my left nut.
$5. What is this? 1920?
Then it's just a nut lick.
Yeah, yeah. You know, whenever we have these legal discussions, I wish we had music like, don't you wish we had the Perry Mason music going?
Yeah.
Da-da! How did Perry Mason go?
But is that illegal? Is that, is.
Yes.
Is that advance on his part illegal? I don't think he forced her. She said he later tried to have sex with her, but yeah. It's not like,
jeez,
it doesn't sound like it sounds like he's like, you know, will you fuck me? And she's like, no. It doesn't sound like he pushed her head down there or
by
anything.
By the way, how's Al Gore forcing anybody to do anything? The last time I saw him, he actually looked like Raymond Burr. He's big and
right. This is
huge.
Right. He might have been getting svelte right when he was getting ready to break up with Tipper.
Right. Oh, he's losing the weight.
From stress.
You know what? I'm not interested in Al Gore running for president and bringing that whole, like, let's blame Hollywood for violence, you know, censoring music.
Yeah, his wife, right?
Fuck
wanted
that.
To put warning labels and wanted to censor music and shit.
Whatever, whatever. Fuck your labels. We got people who can get, who don't have to. They have to pass a background check. They take the background check, and then it takes too long. You get the gun anyway. That's the problem we're dealing with.
And amazingly, a lot of the music that they were going after was that Negro music.
Oh, was it?
It's just a coincidence.
Fuck off.
Because you would think it was just...
Well, first of all, let me start by saying I do believe in God. So, again, I don't want to hear it from everybody. But
you're ready.
She was the one who said, I do believe in God. But I also believe it shouldn't be on the money, and I believe it shouldn't be on the backs of these sheriff's cars.
Right. But it sucks that she's got to qualify her point with that. Just before I see this.
She's on Fox. She knows the shitstorm. She's getting a shitstorm now. Andrea Tantaros is looking at her like she's Joseph Mengele right now. She's Andrea Tantaros. When that woman said, "I think it should be off the money," Andrea Tantaros was like, "Ugh! Oh, my God."
Do you think Roger Ailes does that thing they do on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? You know, the bad guys that are the super soldiers?
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, they got the little thing in their eyeball that if they don't do what their operator tells them, they explode their head.
Right, spoiler alert.
No. Do you think the same thing's going on with the ladies at Fox? Yeah, just all the Fox people, you know?
It's in their legs.
Is Bill O'Reilly like a bleeding heart liberal? He's just being controlled?
I mean, could it be more of a joke looking at this four shot or this five shot of all of these idiots? And it's legs. I mean, it's
welcome to Mad Men.
Everybody's wearing a dress. You can't wear pants on Fox. We've heard that before from women that have worked there, that you're not allowed to be on Fox News and wear a pantsuit if you're a woman.
What happens when Rachel Maddow sells out and goes to Fox?
Never.
God, all these people suck. Ugh. This show is gross, sexist, outnumbered. Please.
And, I mean, so intentionally, you know, they don't have tables. They don't have anything.
They've got
all these very attractive ladies sitting around with very, very short skirts on.
Right.
And high heels.
Perfect.
And they make sure they cut to that wide shot as often as possible on Fox. So this is Ainsley Earhart talking. Then the one who just said, "Look, I believe in God," is the one who is really the tiny voice of reason. But she gets quickly eclipsed.
But I'm ready to anyway. But I do want to say that it is because we protect the rights of the minority, and there are listen, we have separation of church and state
in
this country.
What about the majority?
Okay, the majority.
I'm so tired of protecting the minority. What about the rest of the country?
Great.
There we go. I'm so tired of protecting the minority. Like the fucking founders wanted. The whole point of protecting the individual's rights was to protect the minority from the tyranny of the majority. And that phrase is relevant because...
Ainsley, put it on your car. I don't have a problem with you putting it on your car. I do have a big problem with government taking religion on in its public domain.
But if the Supreme Court ruled,
I disagree, disagree with the court. The same way I disagree with having a crush on City Hall property or anything else. Take it out of the public space.
The court has ruled the other way on that.
If you don't get arrested and do anything bad, you won't even have to look at the cruise.
You know what? I'm always ready.
Oh, listen to her.
What world?
If you don't get arrested and do anything bad, you don't have to look at it.
What fucking world does she live in? I mean, honestly, you know what I mean? Like, don't get arrested or do anything bad.
If you don't get arrested, you don't have to look at the Ten Commandments at the courthouse. What? That may be even dumber than the I'm tired of protecting the minority is the white privilege in the nutshell and Absolutely. Fox privilege in the nutshell right there. I'm tired of protecting the minority, which you've been doing a shit job of, by the way.
But that doesn't matter. Like, she's like, as long as you don't do anything wrong, you're not going to end up arrested. That's not true. What did the Justice Department find in Ferguson?
Well, and if
you're black,
what if I just want an easement on my land to put in a sewer? You got to go to the courthouse. I've committed no crime, you hag. You press your face and batter and make gorilla cookies, moron.
Who said that?
That was from the Red Fox show, Sanford and Son. He said that of Ann Esther one time.
Red Fox said that?
He said, she's so ugly, you could press her face and batter and make gorilla cookies.
That's a good one. That show was hilarious.
So this idiot, and Tantaros, you should see how happy, pleased with herself she is with this. If you don't get arrested and do anything bad, you won't see them anyway.
If you're white.
Oh, she's so disgusting to me.
Is.
She's just such a hag, just a sea hag of vile snot lard.
Is this, what do you cook with that?
It is.
Is this news? Is Fox considering this news? Are they trying to pass this off as a news program?
Because well, this is a big debate, Ryan. This is
ridiculous.
This is their assault on Christianity. They've got to prove.
There is no assault.
This is an asshole sheriff doing something untoward in Missouri, is being a dick.
Yes.
Never thought of let's put it on these cruisers before. Now all of a sudden it's an assault. Now all of a sudden there's some faggots getting married. So we better make sure that we reassure all the evil sodomites of Missouri that the police ain't abiding by that shit. So we're going to put in God We Trust on our police cruisers.
That's so fucked up.
It's a childish lashing out of crybabies who are losing their privilege.
Yes.
And so they're like, everybody needs to be tattooed with the, it's just the national motto. What's wrong with that?
All right, sure.
It's not religious at all. In God We Trust, it's not religious.
It's on the fucking money.
And it's going to happen. It's going to go away. People are going to wake the fuck up. People Absolutely. Are waking the fuck up. And guess what, Christians? You're going to lose your God on the money. And we're going to go back to the original motto of the United States before you goose-stepping Christo-fascist took it over. And back to E Pluribus Unum. Instead of the... don't you think that when they came up with the first motto, if they wanted it to be gaudy, it would have been godish?
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't.
Right.
E Pluribus Unum. Nothing to do with God.
Right.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
Here's Tantaros.
They get arrested. She's so cool when she gets mad.
I love when Ainsley gets fired up. I love that. Yes, girl, the tyranny of the minority.
The tyranny of the minority.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
The tyranny of the minority. Why should we have to put up with these evil atheists who don't like God?
Because
we want God on our sheriff cars.
There, you know, there. A lot of these people might not realize that there are human beings on this planet that aren't white.
They don't care.
And Christian,
they don't like that at all.
There's other humans.
They don't like that at all.
Oh God.
That's the whole point. That's the whole problem. Is that they don't like that at all.
You know, honestly, and let's just get real about it. Your religion's stupid. It's dumb. I hate it. A lot of people hate it, and we have to tolerate it because I don't know why. We just fucking do.
Because we're good Americans.
Right.
We abide by believe whatever bullshit you want. Don't make me believe it, and don't pass laws based on your bullshit. And therein lies the rub.
They don't pay property taxes.
Right.
But yet they want their bumper stickers on the police cars. That's not enough.
Or they want to tell you who to vote for.
Oh, sure. How's a man of God not going to be for an increase in the minimum wage? Riddle me that, you assholes.
Because Jesus doesn't like brown people.
That's right.
If Jesus would have liked brown people, God would have made him brown.
Well, I mean,
we know he's blonde-haired with blue eyes.
But is Jesus a racist? Do you think he was a racist when he existed?
I mean, probably. Maybe not. He sounds like he was a big hippie if
right.
he existed.
Did he smoke weed?
But if they had at the time, Jesus was a smoking it.
He drank?
Sure.
Didn't he drink? Everybody did back then, right?
Right.
I forget. There's a reason. I forget.
Because
that's the only thing to fucking drink,
had
right?
To. Yeah, right. Yeah. That was all they had.
So number one, Jesus was a drunk, just like everybody else, probably stoned, and a big old racist. There you go. You heard it here.
I've got some other stuff here, some other stories.
Yay.
More proof, this was a couple of days ago, that there's no racism here in America, right? This is... A firefighter.
Oh, boy.
In Dallas.
Bucky.
Dallas, the Texas.
Right.
Don't mess with Texas.
You're a gross shithead.
This is a gentleman by the name of Chad Tyson.
Fuck you.
Who, you know, you got to teach these guys about social media.
Absolutely, man.
because this guy is a 12-year veteran driver.
Okay.
Rescue, you know, I guess, I don't know what he drives, something.
Okay. What was his vehicle of choice?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a land speeder. I read the article. Wouldn't that be... if you had to pick a vehicle from... Not a spaceship. A spaceship doesn't count. If you had to pick a vehicle from Star Wars just to get around on, in an atmospheric condition, what would you pick? Because you had the speeder bikes, you had the Dewbacks, you had a land speeder.
What mode of transport would I use?
Yeah, what would you like?
The land speeders are pretty cool, I thought.
Not
I like
a speeder
those,
bike?
Those speeder bikes are cool, but scary.
Oh, yeah.
I think you need some practice on those. I'd rather, you know, be driven around on the barge.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
We have a caller calling in.
We do?
1 second. I'm answering.
Let's see if this works. We are. The satellites are connecting.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Is this the voice of Crab Diving?
Yeah, this is Kelly.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? How are you?
Good, Ryan. You sound kind of far away.
Oh, do I really? Right now? Or for the whole show?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
For the whole show or just now?
No, just now.
Oh, okay.
Let me fix that.
We're having technical difficulties.
Is that better?
That's better.
Oh, okay, good. How are you,
good
voice?
Job. I'm good.
Yeah.
Good to hear you guys.
Oh, yeah. It's good to hear from you.
Screaming and yelling as usual.
Yeah.
Us.
We're worked up. All that this fucking lion thing's driving me nuts.
I came and started listening a little late to your show, and I kind of don't want to hear it happen.
Right.
It makes me too mad. I mean, look, asshole Christians want to be dickheads and fuckwads to other humans. This is less upsetting to me than those who are being dickwads and fuckheads to other animals. I hate other, I hate humans in general. So, yeah, the injustice sucks, but...
Right.
It's not nearly as upsetting as some motherfucker wants to go big game or whatever bullshit they think gives them a bigger cock.
Right. I don't get it at all.
I'm more of a gerbil guy. I too don't like humans. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you keep it small and simple.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Where are you at, Kelly? Are you out in the desert?
Yeah, it's so hot. I had to drive somewhere today, and it's just not right when you can't touch your steering wheel. You have to have towels on your car seats because their seats burn you.
Oh, my
and
God.
And you're sweating by the time you get anywhere.
Right.
I mean, is that any will to live? I had some errands I wanted to do, and I did my first thing, and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in and out of this car and then walking through parking lots in 170-degree weather. I'm just not.
Right. Now, you're in the desert. Are there snakes out there around your house or anything? I hate snakes.
Yeah, there's a lot of snakes. You never see them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't say a lot. I mean, there's as much as... It's not an ordinate amount of snakes, but it is nature and the desert. Like, when we go hiking, there's always warnings of snakes. And we've come across a couple, but for the most part, you never see them.
I grew up in Florida. There's snakes everywhere. And then we did that story the other day about this person in Texas that's got a house that's probably built on a copperhead nest.
Oh, my God. Yes, that story is horrible.
Right.
Move. oh, God. It's like, you know those stories of, there's those places in the world where, like, rain spiders. Have you seen those?
No.
It's like, why spiders get caught up, I forget what they call it, but it's like a spider cloud or something. Like, there's like a mass birthing of like thousands of spiders, like seasonally, and then if they get caught in an updraft of the wind, they get caught up in their webs stick to each other. And then they start falling from the sky.
Right.
Just hundreds of them, and they say it's raining spiders.
You know, speaking
of... where all the gay sex is.
Oh, yes.
Hell yeah.
Is that what happens?
Send the spiders, Lord.
Right. Is that what happens when two dudes hook up? A cloud of spiders descends.
Yeah, oddly enough, they're descending over conservative towns. I want to know how that happened.
Yeah.
And an angel gets a hemorrhoid.
And an angel gets a hemorrhoid.
We do have breaking news. I just got a text. We do have a brand new Hollywood Hick tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 7 p.m.
Awesome.
And one of the topics that Brent covers is, I quote, "Some Minnesota asshole dentist done went and killed Cecil the Lion and is getting exactly what he deserves."
I love Brent. I saw Brent at Ryan's show on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
He was hilarious, and he was really, really fucking drunk.
He was.
Yep. It's amazing how much funny he was when he kept losing his thought, halfway through every other joke. He still carried it. It was fucking hilarious. Listen,
the guy's on fire.
He's a pro.
He's very funny, and he told me, he said he'd been barbecuing all day. He'd been cooking and drinking since noon. So,
Yeah, he didn't want to take his friend from out of town. He didn't want to drive him everywhere around L.A. So he's like, why don't we barbecue for lunch? Because, you know, it's going to take all day because I slow cook that bitch. he's a crack. I thought a bar brawl was going to break out that show.
Yeah. Well, it did.
It was incredible.
There was a couple of moments there where one of the comics got irritated with one of the hecklers, and this particular comic, I won't name him, but he might be, have been a boxer in a past life.
Dude, that guy looks fierce, too.
Yeah, don't hit anybody.
He was a boxer.
Yeah. He told me one time this friend of his was, as a joke, tried to sneak up on him, and as a joke was going to try to hit him in the face. He's like, just by habit, I put my hand up just to block it, and I broke his nose.
Oh, shit.
His reflex.
Right. Can't help it.
That's funny.
Jeez.
Amazing.
Right. Got it.
Yeah, there's a guy who had the dog. I wanted to call animal control. No joke, that this guy walks in with a small, white, fluffy dog, right? Really cute. And it starts, he started, throwing the dog at the comics.
Yeah.
And shaking it and putting it in people's faces.
He wanted to force the dog upon people, much like how the right wants to force their sky god upon us.
Good job.
Somebody brought their dog to the to the show.
Oh my god, this poor little dog was strange. It was a Bichon Frise. And the guy had the dog, and he was drunk as hell. He was
the
like,
dog was drunk?
No, the dude, who knows what the dog the dude was so wasted.
Maybe.
He was like, put my dog on stage. He tried to hand the dog to whatever comic was on stage. No, it was up there. It's like, just leave the dog back here, not on the stage. Why is there?
Yeah, you leave him. You were very authoritative. I was impressed.
Oh, thank you. Well,
I was a little nervous around that guy because he was fucked up. Yeah. And then he handed the dog off to one of the cokeheads. There's this whole group of cokeheads in the back that were wasted. All they could talk about was cocaine. Make a joke about cocaine. Let's talk about cocaine. Because they think it's really funny.
Listen, for anybody that might want to come to the shows again this Saturday, it's not that violent and,
Go to RatedRComedy.com.
It's a fun show.
It's really not. I mean, honestly, the quality of the comics was really great, and it was really fun. It really was a really fun, good crowd, but it was a drunk cat crowd in Hollywood, so you had to do fun people as well.
Yeah, it was a bunch of burnouts.
But the one cokehead started running the dog up and down the bar. I don't know if you noticed, I've been I swear, 20 times, just running it over and over and over, and up and down, and up and down. And I wanted to take the dog and hide him in my car and to save him.
Yeah.
Take him away from this sad life.
Well, shit, man.
I'm sure it's his service dog.
Oh, right.
And that he was allowed to be in the venue, which has an A rating.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does. It has an A rating. Listen, that Kelly, thank you so much for coming to the show, though. That was nice of you. You stayed the whole time. Thank you.
I had a blast. No, honestly, it really was a great show. I highly recommend everyone go, and you could see Ryan work his magic.
Yes. What do you got planned the rest of the day out in the desert?
Staying cool. I don't know. I thought I might go in the pool, and I have some reading to do. My life is really hard right now.
Right.
But before I let you go, and I will, this will be quick, but I need to call back to yesterday's show. You guys were talking about Suck, Marry, Kill on Cosby and Colby.
Oh, no. Who was it?
A shining moment.
Michael Jackson.
A shining moment in journalistic history.
Oh, yeah. Michael
when
Jackson.
We were doing Fuck, Marry, Kill of Kobe Bryant, Michael Jackson, or Cosby.
Or Bill Cosby. That's
Cosby.
Right. What would you...
Yes.
I had to weigh in. Well, first of all, you guys were discussing how much money they make and or their net worth. Well, Kobe Bryant's is $280 million, about, give or take.
Holy shit.
Bill Cosby's is $400 million.
Oh.
And God. Michael Jackson's was $600 million.
Oh, okay.
See, I chose right. I was marrying Michael Jackson.
Yes. You were really close to Michael Jackson.
I
so, my vote would be fuck Kobe. Like, not like kill him, but I'd fuck him because that's a good story, right? And it's not shameful to say, this is as a girl, it's not shameful to say you fucked Kobe, where it's kind of shameful to say you fucked Michael Jackson or or Kobe.
You're saying nobody's going out and bragging, yeah, I got a piece of Michael Jackson.
Great. You know, I mean, come on. Kobe's got a decent body. He'd probably be a good time as long as he's not raping you.
I get that.
If it's consensual, I'll fuck Kobe. Yes, I agree. Marry Michael Jackson. For a couple reasons. Because, yes, $600 million. Yes, please. And also, he likes little boys, so he's not going to want to have sex throughout the marriage.
Yeah, he's going to leave you alone. You're going to have to walk around.
It's a sexless marriage.
You got to walk around Never Neverland, all the rides and shit.
That's okay.
But you got to deal with kids being around all the time.
Of course.
Well, for $600 million, he can build me a side mansion for when he has his parties. I can go right there.
Hey, what's your husband doing today? Oh, he's molesting children. We'll just hang out in this house. Jesus.
He's over at Neverland, arm deep. In a 13-year-old.
I can just pick Camille and swear by him being a good man who's not doing anything untoward.
Yeah. Jeez. You're gonna kill Cosby.
Fuck yeah. That motherfucker, he's still a predator, right? Like, that guy, I don't believe that his escapade stopped just because he got old and cataracts. He's just disgusting. He's still lying about it. He doesn't have I don't feel like he has any remorse at all. And I truly believe, like, Larry Wilmore was kind of going through all of it last night. I kind of think that he doesn't genuinely think that what he did was wrong.
That is so fucked up.
Right? Well, you know, it was somewhere between permission and rejection. So good. Yeah, that somewhere in between is called rape, you piece of shit.
But we don't know, we really, do we know what went on in Never Neverland Ranch? No. We have no idea. It could be worse than Bill Cosby.
It could be worse.
We don't know.
Look at it this way. Well, you're right. If Michael Jackson was still alive...
Right.
It'd be hard. Do you want to save... you should probably save the kids. So kill Michael Jackson to save children?
I don't know.
Think of the children.
No! Meanwhile, marry Michael Jackson, and then you kill it.
Meanwhile, the voice is like, I'm going to fuck Kobe Bryant.
That one hasn't wavered at all. That choice.
Well, I have no moral qualms with Kobe, right? Like... Kobe's going to be doing his shit no matter what, and then and out. Kind of like that horrible thing yesterday. Well, he's not as bad of a guy. Only one girl.
Oh, that would have been me.
I don't know.
Well,
he's not raping the masses.
Well, you heard it here, folks. The voice would kill Cosby, fuck Kobe and marry the king of pop.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. I'm glad you guys got your phones working.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. We're glad we got our phones working, too.
Thanks for checking in.
Sure.
We'll talk to you soon, boys.
No problem.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Kelly.
The voice of crab diving, ringing in with stories from Palm Desert. God, it's so hot out there. Could you imagine being in the desert today? Ah, yeah, Jesus. And the other thing is, like, when people are like, no, you don't, there's no snakes in the desert. I never see rabbits.
Of course, of course there's snakes in the desert.
Oh, yeah. Right. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of serpents. I've never liked snakes. I grew up in Florida where, you know, you just see them all over. But one time I walked in the backyard and next to the little kiddie pool that I used to swim in, there was a snake with a rat's asshole hanging out of his mouth.
was he smiling using it as his mouth or something?
I'll never forget that.
Gross.
Freaked the fuck out.
Nice.
Right.
That's nature at work.
Oh, yes.
So that was a voice. Follow Kelly on the Twitter at Kelly Incognita.
Yes.
At Kelly Incognita. All kinds of other stuff going on in the world. We were talking about this firefighter from Dallas.
Right.
Named Chad Tyson.
Hi, Chad.
Who made the unwise decision.
Yes.
To post a story on a friend's Facebook page. So he didn't even post this on his own. He posted the story on a friend's Facebook page about a stabbing attack against two San Diego firefighters. And the story was indicating that a 34-year-old named Ryan Allen Jones would be standing trial in regards to that incident. So this guy, Tyson, posts that story about that.
Right.
On his buddy's Facebook page. And another firefighter, a retired firefighter, responded saying, "Sad but true, but remember, Black Lives Matter."
Oh, man.
And then the current firefighter who initially posted the story responded with, "Sadly, I will delay treatment for more of them as well."
Oh, my God. You can't say that.
Well, right. Well, and it sounds like he's already done it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, doesn't it sound like he's already denied treatment?
Yes.
To people.
This doesn't. Yeah, this sounds fucked up.
So he's in trouble for this. They're looking. I think he may be. He might lose his job. He's under investigation now for posting this. One of the department spokespeople there reportedly said the response to the initial post is what causes us concern. They don't care about the first post because, you know, it's just a story.
Right.
But the fact that that bullshit that he said afterwards. Sadly, I will delay treatment more of them as well. Now, if I was anybody of brown skin anywhere near where this asshole is an EMT or a firefighter, I'd be suing the fuck out of the state saying maybe 30 seconds earlier or 2 minutes earlier.
Dude,
and grandma wouldn't be dead. But this asshole maybe decided to deny or to slow down response. Sadly, I will delay treatment for more of them.
This is fucked up. I mean, that can't happen. Did he get fired?
But you know what? This is the scary. I think they're going to fire him. But is the scary thing is that he believes this and may have done it. What about the ones that aren't dumb fuck enough to put it on Facebook?
I don't know.
But that are delaying. Oh, it's, I don't know, sounds like a black one. I'm not going to, maybe I'll take my time. Maybe I'll stop for a coffee first.
What happens with these guys? I mean, how do you, What is it? Do they get desensitized? Were they just callous and uncaring? Or
well, the above. They dehumanize.
They just grow. They
people.
Just raised this way.
And I think it happens too, right? Remember that, is it the Stanford study? Is that what they call it? That's that famous study in the 60s where they got a bunch of volunteers at a college to role play, or essentially be prisoners for a certain amount of time, you know, a few days straight. And some other people were randomly assigned to be the guards. And they kind of left them to their own devices, I guess. I think there were some rules and regulations, but it like really quickly, the guards turned into fucking sadists. Normal, regular human beings, just for some, we're horrible animals. And unless we're watched and kept and disciplined and strict regulations are adhered to, when we're given authority, absolute 100% authority over some of our fellow humans, sadly, we dehumanize them and turn them into animals in our heads and go home. These people can kill a black person, blow their head off, and go home and have dinner with their family and think, you know, I did the right thing.
Everything's compartmentalized or something.
It
doesn't make any sense.
It's a weird dehumanization that goes on. Which is why we need more oversight, which is why we need more of them, psychological programs for them and things like that, so that they're not,
I don't know.
And immerse them in the neighborhood, get to know these people so that they're not the animals you drive around and, you know, you shoot one every once in a while to thin the herd.
I don't know what the answer to this is. This show, today's show has been particularly frustrating because, I mean...
A hunting theme. For one.
I mean, how do you solve racism? Probably don't.
Right.
Probably just learn... We just have to deal... We're just learning how to deal with it better and combat its effects. But how do you teach a guy to not want to kill Cecil the Lion, cut his head off so he can shove it up on his wall for everybody to see? Like, how do you fix that, man? I don't know.
I don't know how you...
I mean, it's, in a way, are we a lost cause? Is humanity a lost cause? I mean, we're just going to sit on this fucking rock and we'll try to get along as best we can and then hope a gigantic asteroid takes us out before we turn into gigantic, colossal assholes?
Right.
I don't know.
Frankly, I'm amazed we haven't bombed the fuck out of each other after
really?
We figured out how to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from us doing it that one or two times in Japan. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm really amazed. That's why I guess I'm a glass half full guy, because I see all these stories and I think, God,
could be worse.
What a shit species we are. We're just what a heinous, evil group of animals we are. Then I think, well, you know, there's hope. There's some hope because we did develop. We do have the technology right now to kill everybody. And so far we haven't used it.
And what happened, you know,
so far
in the apocalypse as, played out in The Postman. Do you remember that movie starring Kevin Costner?
I never saw that movie.
Just
sorry.
Complete shit.
Missed it.
But in post-apocalyptic America, after a gigantic EMT, I don't know, blows out every...
An EMT?
Whatever.
Was it this guy?
EMT, you know.
This asshole EMT from Dallas turns into a monster? Like Godzilla?
I think I meant EMP. Oh my God, I'm dumb. You know, Los Angeles was without a leader, was without a ruler. You know who stepped up?
In The Postman.
Right. The postman. I think that's the
name. Did the postman stand up?
No.
Oh.
Tom Petty.
Wait a minute.
I'm not kidding you.
Is he Tom Petty?
Tom Petty. Tom Petty.
Wait a
plays
second.
Himself and leads Los Angeles.
Come on.
You know, he saves the city. I shit you not.
I have not seen The Postman. I guess I have to add that to my Netflix list.
You know, my point is, like, I don't know who we look to in humanity to save us, but it might come from an unexpected place, like Tom Petty.
Tom Petty may save us all. I've got, let's see, what Whatever. Else do we have here? Here is the sovereign state of Indiana. You may remember there were some issues in Indiana with, you know, religious freedom. Excuse me, and everything.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they want it? Was Indiana in like some town hall? They wanted to have a prayer station. I'm pretty sure that was fucking Indiana. Somebody wanted a prayer station somewhere. And then the atheists were like, then we get a logic station.
Yeah, that was Florida, definitely, I know.
Oh, was that Florida?
But possibly, and everywhere else. Everywhere else
hey,
has prayer stations.
You're listening in on a logic station right here, man.
So in Indiana, a southern Indiana woman, Linda Summers.
Fuck you.
Former clerk's office employee.
Yeah, shit. Any relationship to Donna?
Of Harrison County. Donna Summers.
See, no. Okay, I don't know. Making sure.
This woman filed lawsuit in the county against the county and against the county clerk for discrimination, invoking the new Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
I love it. I don't want to marry no gay people. What do you think is going to happen? What do you do as a clerk with a marriage license? Now I'm actually interested. What is the fucking process? Just fill out a paper and stamp something and hand it off?
She wrote and hand Summers, according to her complaint, wrote and hand delivered a letter to the county clerk Sally Whitus, telling her that processing licenses for gay people is against my sincerely held religious beliefs against same-sex marriage.
Mrs. Whitus! Mrs. Whitus.
And she asked that she not be required to do so.
Oh, okay. I don't want to do my job.
She was fired. For insubordination.
Oh,
because
damn.
The county clerk Whitus said, you know what, you got to do the marriaging. And she said, I ain't going to do it. Terminated for insubordination.
Good job, Whitus.
So Summers is accusing her former employer of unlawful employment practice, alleging that her termination is against the county policy of not discriminating against anyone based on blah, 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 blah.
Based upon your stupid religious beliefs.
The county clerk had sent a mass email to all employees telling them that they are required by state law to process applications for marriage licenses by same-sex couples, even if it's against their personal beliefs.
You know, I think what's going to happen is these clerks, they're going to get fired, and then people are going to stop with this bullshit. Because I guarantee you, being a county clerk is a good fucking job, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Pay well, it's a county job. Why would you quit that?
Jesus.
Fuck off with your religion.
It's so stupid. It's really dumb.
It's so dumb.
Maybe they see a paycheck. Maybe they think they'll be able to sue for billions of dollars and we'll get rich and defend Jesus at the same time.
I'm a moronic martyr.
The lawyer is trying to pull this bullshit.
Yes.
It's First Amendment free exercise.
Nah, this lawyer's getting paid, baby.
And says that the employer has a obligation to protect the right of their employees to exercise their religious beliefs. That's not true.
Right.
If you are a Jew who is anti-kosher and refuses to touch meat, you can't go get a job at Subway and say, I ain't making ham sandwiches.
Yeah.
You can't. They'll say, guess what? You're fired. You're not being hired for this because you can't perform the duties that we need you for.
That is such a great argument. I've never heard that argument before.
Believe what the fuck you want.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
You just think about it?
No. Well, I mean, there's other examples.
But that's a good one.
But it's true.
Maybe that's the argument that settles this.
You can't. It just doesn't work that way. They're asking for special treatment.
These
Christians.
Eat fresh, no matter what your fucking God is. How do you like that?
You're right.
What's going on with Jared, by the way? What's that?
She's a suing. She's one of the first. There's another one in Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Asking to be compensated for lost earnings.
Bye.
And asking to, she wants her job back, and she wants the rules changed.
Yeah.
To change, they say, her lawyer's saying there's other people there that could process these applications. They shouldn't have to. A same-sex couple should not have to wait 5 fucking seconds longer. That's not equal access.
No. I'm sorry. You just have to wait for a non-homophobic asshole clerk.
Who's that one? that one Dick Drizzle in Kentucky who said, "I don't mind if they want to get married. I can't do it. I'll drive them to the next county."
Presenting Lord and Lady Dick Drizzle.
How about I don't want to get in the car with your Christian hateful ass and ride to the next county to get marriage. Do your fucking job, you asshole.
Why don't you ride to the next county, dickhead?
Do your job.
For something you need. What if there was something you need and I didn't want to serve you because you're a Christian? Hey, go to the next county. Well, fuck off.
That's different. That's persecution.
Hey.
In fact, we're persecuting them by not allowing them to persecute.
Hey, people of Jesus, do you want us to start dishing it back to you? Is that what you want?
Well, they think it's happening.
Do you want us to come for you?
It's amazing that loss of privilege equals persecution. Meanwhile, over in Syria, there's some real persecuting of Christians going on. They're getting their heads lopped off.
Right.
So to whine and scream and cry and say...
good God. You know, you're just issuing a marriage license. You're signing a paper! Fuck you!
Do your job. We'll be back tomorrow doing our jobs, ladies and gentlemen. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Coast. Get this as a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher. Leave us a good review.
I thought you were going to say get thee to a nunnery.
Crabdiving.com. If you don't forget, if you're going to buy shit from Amazon, go through our portal. It's well lubed and can accommodate any size.
Yes, well, you know, within
purchase. go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
And we'll get a little taste of whatever you buy. It won't cost you anything, but it helps out the cause here at Crab Diving. Find out where Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy tonight. Cupcake Vagina in Los Angeles, I believe.
Yeah.
Show the Cupcake Vagina Show. Go to ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow with more of this bullshit.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.